Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Big Ticket, Variety and iHeart's movie podcast. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. This week, I have Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, and Zach Gottsagen. The three star in one of my favorite movies of the year, The Peanut Butter Falcon. Zach is a 32-year-old actor with Down syndrome, and he absolutely steals the movie. In the movie, Zach plays a ward of the state who runs away and becomes friends with a criminal on the run played by Shia LaBeouf. The two have this incredible friendship and this love and affection for each other, and it just jumps off the screen. It's really beautiful to watch. And it was such a thrill to sit down with the three of them when they were promoting the movie in Beverly Hills. And Shia, he is in a good place. He talks about how Zach really changed and saved his life. That's all coming up after the break. Stick around. Now here's Shia LaBeouf, Zach Gottsagen, and Dakota Johnson.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you know what I tweeted last night? I tweeted this is one of my favorite movies of the year.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Thanks, man.
You feel like a movie star?
Yep.
What was it like filming with these two?
I would say great, and they have been working so hard, and I just love them.
What was it like reading the script for the first time? What did you think?
I was in before I read the script.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, I knew who the hypothetical cast would be. I had seen his work. I'd been a fan for a while. And they sent a proof of concept video. Mm-hmm. I also got a call from a friend who was on this show before who urged me to do it. So, yeah, it was just a sequence of events that sort of felt like, all right, path knows the way, follow the universe, and said yes before I had started reading the script.
Dakota?
I read the script and saw the proof of concept, and it's the same. I mean, I knew that they were working on it, and I wanted to be there.
So tell me about the first day on set. What was it like?
I would say it's kind of like more like fun, and just like doing you know, then it was Shia. Shia had been doing them. I'm doing a lot of things to be with, and so I can be more excitement and energy going, and so I know about what you were doing.
So there's a lot of movies out this summer, as we know. Why should people see The Peanut Butter Falcon?
We got more heart than any other fucking movie out there, for sure, I promise. Authentic heart, and like, our movie's powerful, and it'll move you.
Yeah, I think when you think about, you know, the world, I want to see kindness and love and protection and adventure in life. I want people to experience joy and peace and love. And that's this whole movie because of him, but. Proud of yourself?
Yep. That's why I love Dakota.
You should.
I just think, you know, love, it seems so simple, but it's so big, and it's the most important.
Zach learned a lot from you guys, but what did you learn from Zach?
How to give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm. You know, I was quite judgmental, judgy type. You know, you'd be half empty with me before we started our, you know, conversation. I was kind of a little edgy with the world. Yeah, and I think he meets everybody like glass full, not half nothing. Everybody starts at 100 with him. So it makes it easier to live.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're starting at 100 now?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, smiling a lot more. Life is, I've gotten softer. Things have calmed down.
Shy is softer.
Yeah, way softer.
You had a big influence.
Yeah. I watched it.
Yeah. Way softer.
How so, Dakota? What'd you see?
Well, I think.
She saw everything, man. She saw fucking everything, man.
Oh, God.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Whoa.
Yeah. Everything, yeah.
What is the message of the movie?
Message of the movie? Follow your dreams, probably.
Mm.
Yeah, follow your dreams and what else? Be kind.
Yep.
What else?
Kind and sweet and and I hope a lot of people could have the chance.
Bang.
Now, when are we going to see a Peanut Butter Falcon action figure?
Oh, cool. That would be
look
cool.
Look, he lit up. Yeah. Hey, somebody figure it out.
Somebody did something.
I was like, I'm crafty.
I'll do it.
That's a great idea.
Right? Got it.
I'm telling you.
Oh, she's on it for real. She knows she's going to do it.
Yeah. Right out the corner.
Wow.
Peanut Butter Falcon comics. Why not, right?
Yeah, you could, I guess.
That's a whole character.
Yeah.
Now we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, the trio reveals that they actually shot some scenes in shark and alligator infested waters. Now we're back with more from the cast of the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Tell me about the shot. I mean, I think it's going to become an iconic shot in the water when Zach is following you and you're just over here and he's over there. It's such a beautiful shot.
Mm. Yeah, that was in the proof of concept. So these are the things that
Did you see the sharks in the frame?
In the beginning, yeah. Like right there was a little fin. I was like, is that a fin? Was it like a flying fish?
No, it was a shark.
Sharks and gators and they were shark infested waters. We're flying off of these ropes into like a shark pit, basically. Nobody told us about it until we were out of the water.
Was it really you doing the flip?
Yeah, all of us. We were really, there wasn't many like stunt people, for good and bad, but. Yeah, that shot was in the proof of concept, which was a big reason me and Dakota showed up. It was a lot of those beautiful like aesthetic choices were already in the proof of concept before we showed up, and they just followed their dream with that, and they had a really good DP.
It's just really beautiful. The shots like when you're on the train tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that just to me just seems like it's going to become iconic.
Also, like the DP. You know, and our camera operator were lovers, mm-hmm. which really does something to the intimacy of a set.
Wow.
When you feel like you're filming with a family, and you're trying to build a family, and you're with a family.
Lovers, they're fully married.
Yeah, lovers sounds nice.
Been together for a long time.
Well, that's
a
lover. They still love
lovers. But lovers made it seem like they had met on set and
it wasn't like that.
They're partners.
Yeah, partners. Okay, let's calm it all down. Yeah, it wasn't like an orgy on set or anything like that.
The camera operator and the TV just really liked each other.
Yeah, yeah. And you felt that? That was part of it? So you got three best friends making the movie at the top, right? Number one on the call sheet, and our directors, all best friends for years before we ever came on board. You got really committed, immersive actors pushing for a certain thing on this side. You have a film crew that's pretty much a family because it's top down on that side. So it all just felt really intimate and warm. Mm. Not sure what the question is, but I thought that was...
No, that works.
Yeah, okay.
So Zach, what happens when we're going to have a sequel? What does Zach, Eleanor, and Tyler do in Florida?
If the movie kept going, what would happen?
I really don't know.
What would you like to have happen?
I would say this to be in, you know, a couple.
Couple with who?
You two.
Oh, the three of us, like a, ooh.
Oh, no, not me.
Us two?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who would you be with?
Oh, somewhere.
We still got the lady back at the nursing home.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah, I'm sure we can find somebody.
I want to see a sequel and a Peanut Butter Falcon action figure.
Yeah.
Cool. We're making that happen. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
That was Shia LaBeouf, Zach Gottsagen, and Dakota Johnson. Their new movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon, is in theaters on August 18th. Thanks for listening to The Big Ticket. Coming up on the next episode, Hugh Grant. The actor talks about his new Emmy nomination, why he's thought about running for political office, and what happened when he was offered a role in a superhero movie. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Remember to follow me on Twitter and Instagram @MarkMalkin. Until next time.